Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
All right, our assignment from yesterday. Record and listen to this page. If you're looking for something, do be that. Also, don't waste your time feeling bad for not doing it before now. If you want to be happier, be happier. If you want to be more relaxed, relax. If you want more friends, be friendly. Sounds simple. It is. Prove this to yourself. Record and listen.
All right.
Okay, let's hope we don't have the same issues that we had yesterday. And here we go. I think I found someone in our queue from yesterday. So here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, this is Dan from Los Angeles again. Hi.
Hey, Dan. I think we could find you in Ahsoka today. So this we're off to a good start.
Thank you for the invitation. So kind of tying together what I was hoping to share yesterday and the assignment for yesterday, you know, what do you need to feel a certain way? First it was stuff, and there was like physical content. And then it was skills. I had to have certain skills. And then what I got to see yesterday was happiness depended upon having a certain emotional state. So it kind of kept making the condition more and more abstract. And it was getting to dictate the emotional state. So I couldn't be happy if I was worried. And when I started poking at what I really wanted, you know, I wanted to have fun or something like that. I was like, well, who's that I? And what dropped in is I just want to be okay. And I realized I can be okay whatever my emotional state is. You know, if you're feeling not okay, that's okay. And so I really got to practice if you want to be okay, be okay. And I was.
To make it, right? Do you want to be okay in life? Well, then be okay. Don't let it be conditional.
I've heard it before in the practice. I think it was, now it's coming in. If you can accept yourself when you're not, for not accepting yourself, you're accepting yourself. It's just that step back, and even this is okay. You know, I guess it's said many different ways. Even this will pass. But getting to the heart that I really just want to be okay. And once I had gotten through all the filters and all the, I want to have fun, I want to be not free of worry, I want to be blah blah blah. It was just sitting with it kind of for the day, and a new kind of deeper layer would pop up. Once I got to okay, the mentor was like, okay, well, that one we can do.
Are you
ahead.
There? Am I
yeah,
here?
Yeah, it broke.
Okay, so okay can sound kind of tepid.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
But when we really get there, we realize it's everything. It's okay is a synonym for equanimity.
Yeah, yeah. Peace, acceptance.
Yes. It's a synonym for yes.
I hadn't thought about it that way. Yeah, you can't be saying no and be in equanimity. I'm seeing that now. If you're resisting, if there is resistance, let me put it that way. That's the tension. That's the, and so it's funny you bring that up because I was wondering, you know, a lot of the things that I have to be kind of come from childhood. You know, it was things that were not okay to be as a kid, and it wasn't. I wasn't getting a clear, you know, don't be loud, be smarter, or something like that. But I had some insights listening to the call yesterday, and I was so excited to share them. And then there was a person who was picked for the last kind of speaking, and I was like, oh well, and there was some disappointment. And then that person wasn't available, so then I got picked, so I was like, whoa, you know, up on the roller coaster. And then something else happened, and I was like, back down. And it was just, there was this horrible back down. And it was just like a ton of bricks hit me. And getting to look at that, it was my childhood thing was, you know, get an A+. Show you got the right insight. You know, share. Oh, you had a great insight. You got to share it. It will prove you're good. And so I asked the question. I'm like, what is the thing from my childhood? And I mean, not 2 minutes later, life gave it the answer. It was a ton of bricks. It didn't feel like the answer at the time, but going, you know what? It's practice. I can't like call back and say, hey, no, I really wanted to share this. There wasn't that sort of ego gratification step available. And I just had it's like guidance from a facilitator. You don't argue about it. You know, I just had to sit with it. And it opened up again. So what a gift to not to be stuck with a ton of bricks.
And for that whole process to be okay.
Yeah.
Of it.
Don't waste time that you haven't even considered. You know, it is such a waste of time. This is okay. You're seeing it now.
Precisely.
It's when hearing that and listening to it back, there is 0 point.
Dan and Sherry, I'm getting some feedback saying, Sherry, you're faint, and Dan, you're a little garbled. You're getting garbled, and then you get clear.
Okay. So I thought it was me.
I guess it's me. Okay. I could be on a bad wire.
You sound clear now, but it seems like you come in and out.
All right. I won't.
Sherry, I can hear you clearly, but I'm getting texts that say that you sound faint.
Well, I feel fine.
Well, you sound clear to me, so we'll just see how this goes.
All right, good. And I'll holler. And thank you, Dan. I'm so glad we got to catch up today.
Likewise. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Ashwini. Bye-bye.
Right. Thanks, Dan.
Bye-bye.
You know, Sherry, we were looking at this in... Yes, we were looking at this in group last night where... A lot of what arises just needs to be greeted with a yes, with acceptance, and then it passes through. It's when it's met with that conditioned process of there's something wrong with that, that the energy gets stuck or something happens. Oftentimes, just being heard is sufficient for whatever it is that arises.
Yes, well, being heard and being seen. Right, because what we're doing here is awareness practice. So when something comes up, to be met with that, well, that's okay. Yes, I see that. I hear that. Then there isn't any place for anything to get stuck.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's only when it runs into ego that it gets stuck, which is ego's whole purpose.
Yes, stuck in it.
Yeah.
And that place that Dan was pointing to where something arises and there's excitement to share it. If that's met with a yes, the need to express has been met. And so ego can't take it and run with it, right? And so it's such a powerful process of just saying yes.
Yes, precisely. Because, in that ego orientation, well, just Dan hearing it and seeing it isn't enough, right? It
yes.
Somebody else. And
yes.
once we get mm-hmm. that, I'm the one that is here to be delighted by that. Informed, enlightened by that, then that's plenty. And if there's somebody else, well, that's lovely, but not required. It's been shared in the most important place in our life.
And one last thought before I try to find Asota and bring her back on the queue, that I'm not in that the acknowledgement that the most important aspect of me has been listened, it's really the most cruel form of self-hate, because you're not enough to listen to yourself, right? There's such a negation there that we don't catch on to.
Yes, you're not enough to listen to yourself. You're not enough to receive light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is.
That's, all right.
That's a powerful point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it keeps us in the wanting, in the seeking, rather than the having.
That's right, because what I'm looking for is outside myself.
Mm-hmm.
And when we move into that place of there's the authentic human being, there's the one who suffers, and there is the unconditional love that is there to embrace that suffering, that person, then we realize that's complete. And we are completing that, each one of us, as the Buddha, working out our own salvation diligently. It doesn't mean that we need to be isolated or separate in any way, quite the contrary. But we're all doing the exact same work next to one another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I found Asota, so here we go.
Oh, yay.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi. How beautiful. I'm happy
now,
to be
Asota,
here. Yes?
Asota,
can you hear me?
Yes, and I remember yesterday I had just said something to you along the lines of, I bet you've heard from some people that you are excitable.
Exactly. It was so cool because a person before me just spoke exactly about what I was looking at. It was so good.
Uh-huh.
But since she already spoke about that and it was so beautiful, and I have it super clear now, can I ask you something instead about what you just said now with Ashwini?
Yes,
about
please.
This, because yesterday I was trying to do the exercise, if you want to be relaxed, just relaxed. Just relax, you know, the one that today,
uh-huh.
No?
Yes.
And I was not relaxed because 2 weeks ago my house got flooded because a pipe burst. But then I had to leave it as it was and go to Italy to visit my parents, because I already had the plane ticket, and so I came back on Monday to the house post-flood. You know, so it's kind of, I have to find the people to fix it. It's not relaxing.
Let me be clear. So did this happen before you went to Italy?
Yes.
It happened while
2 weeks
you were in Italy?
Ago. Two weeks ago. I was home the last day before leaving.
Okay.
So we
okay.
just dried everything, and I left, you know, and left it as it was.
Oh, not relaxing.
Not relaxing. And also, you know, the thing about if you think you're enlightened, spend 2 weeks with your family, you know?
Right.
And so after that, after the 2 weeks, I came home to the post-flood house on Monday. And So yesterday was the peak of, you know, talking to the insurance company, because thank God I have insurance, and talking to the people who are going to fix it and trying to get things organized, you know. And I could, since I was doing the exercise, I was really, okay, but you can choose to be relaxed now. And I was just not relaxed, like my hands were trembling. At a certain point, I threw up. Like, out of stress, because I had nothing, you know. But it's not that I was out of my mind. Like, I was observing it, but still I couldn't relax at all. And so I was wondering, how about this that you were saying, you know, that the need to meet whatever you feel and have it be listened. How would it work with, okay, but then I can choose to relax?
Well, there are two things about it. So we heard what Dan said about it's okay. And I'm...
Yes, which is what prompted your conversation now, yes.
Yeah, and I'm projecting that on a certain level, everything that was going on with you was okay.
Absolutely, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, you were stepped back enough that even if your hands are shaking, even if you throw up, even if you're whatever, it's all okay, right?
Yes, because I know I have insurance, I know I have an apartment, so, you know, it's not a real problem, you know.
Yes, and so there's that. Now, what you're learning to do in practice is to relax into that okay.
Which could be even relaxing while I throw up, accepting that this is what happens, kind of, right?
Yes, and it's a process. So there was a time in your life when something like this would happen, and you would just go unconscious.
Ah, of course, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, just get hysterical and go unconscious.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's not where you are now. What you're practicing is being present and being okay with whatever it is that happens. And we could call that learning to relax into. So even the fact that your hands are shaking or you're throwing up would be signs of a failure to relax. The very fact that you're that present to what's going on with you is a stage of form on the way to relaxing, being okay with, being all right with. So rather than have a mental picture of relax, perhaps to explore your definition of relaxed.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because now that you said that, I'm thinking that probably people who were around me would have thought that I was hysterical and unconscious. But but I was aware of what
but
was going
were.
On. So I wasn't, exactly. So I really have to trust that, yeah. And so, yes it's a different definition of relaxing, yeah.
Yes. So if relaxed means I'm lying on the couch, barely staying awake, or that all my muscles are like cooked spaghetti, then if I have a ton of energy running through my body, I could not possibly be relaxed. But what if relaxed is another way of talking about accepting what is? Being okay with what is, being aware of what is, and not avoiding it, being with what is.
Yes, fantastic. I will practice that, and I will not fall for the thing. Oh, but if you keep doing that, sooner or later you will really be relaxed. You know, I won't fall for that. I will just practice it as it is now, you know?
Yes, yes, and expand that definition, right?
Maybe. Exactly, I will expand the definition, yes, without hoping that this will lead me to the real relaxation, the spaghetti master one. I will just expand it for real, believe in it, you know? Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, yes. See the relationship between relax and
relax. Assignment. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take good care. Happy
Thank you so much. I guess so. Thank you.
Thanks, Asota. What I was hearing in that, Cherry, is there's a way in which you can't really be something that is not in the moment.
Uh-huh.
Right? And so then the definition of what is what you're trying to be has to be contextual.
Yes.
Right? So at the moment I have a lot of energy, then I relax into having a lot of energy, because relaxed is a state of being that has to be achieved by leaving what is happening for me now. And I project that the relax that we're talking about is not attending to the urgency of the conversation and conditioned mind. That's what makes me not relaxed, not being in the moment.
Precisely. The tension of attempting to follow ego out of what's happening in this moment, we call not relaxed.
That's right. And if I'm not friendly, I'm identified. Because the moment I stop being identified, I am friendly, you know?
Yes.
So in some way, what you were pointing to is just simply that whatever the conversation is, that's what we want to surrender. Because when we surrender that, then we're not in opposition to what we are.
Yes, to what is unfolding in the moment. Because what you're pointing us to is that there is no me other than what is being unfolded, manifested, expressed in this moment. Mm-hmm. There isn't anything else that we can call me. Ego desperately wants us to call me all of those pictures of how I should be if I were the right person. But that's all illusion. There's just no such thing. So to come back to what is manifesting in this moment, that is me, and in that absence of ego identification, we could have whatever label. I'm friendly, I'm relaxed, I'm comfortable, I'm at ease, I'm accepting, I'm whatever that is, because that is the experience of being present in a particular moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly so. All right, I think we have time for at least one more caller. Here we go.
All right.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Emily from Seattle.
Hello, Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Hi. This is such a great conversation, and I'm just kind of practicing being here. I've been away for a month, and I was traveling in Europe with my family for 2 weeks, and I got off, in a way I was off of practice, off of the daily assignments and the calls. And so, my heart's beating so fast right now because I'm just practicing. Well, the being okay is so big right now because I feel really unprepared. I feel really groggy, and I'm just like, okay, but here I am. I'm here, and I'm back, and just trying to be okay with being behind, and I'm just,
and so
I am.
And I project that you are living the experience we were just talking about, right? There is no problem, except there's a conversation about you're behind, and it sounds like you're in a different time zone, and you haven't been doing the assignments, you haven't been keeping up. So rather than just letting you be here where you are, mm-hmm. that conversation mm-hmm. keeps pulling you into this unrelaxed, unhappy state.
Yeah.
You can see that it's the conversation, right? That there's actually nothing wrong. There's no problem. you were on vacation, you were traveling, you were doing what you're doing. Now you're here, you're back, you're home. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And without that conversation, you can be a perfectly happy human being.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so huge because in a way it's so strong right now. Like I'm really living in the moment in a way because I'm just like, that's all I can do right now is just be here in the moment and kind of not survive it, but just, okay, no, I'm not in my regular life. I have not been in my regular life for so long. So I'm just being here right now, but that conversation is so strong too at the same time. Like something's not right, but you know, just that it's okay concept.
Yes, because this is one of the things I'm sure you've heard us talk about any number of times, that where ego is most able to get a person is in transition.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you are right now, right? Right smack in the middle of the transition. You're not there.
Yeah.
Right? And you're not fully here in your routines.
Yeah, exactly.
So, so you're just kind of between those two places. So this is your best opportunity to explore transition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So you want to start using really good notes in the form of recordings about what the voices say, how they try to convince you that there's something wrong, that the fact that you're not in your regular routine, they're using against you. So what is settling into your routine like? What does that feel like? What does say? And so keeping your attention on the process takes you out of that conversation.
I'll try that.
Good. Because, Emily, here's another thing for everybody. I don't think I've ever been so aware as I am this year that everybody travels in July and August, right? The entire United States of America, everybody who can is gone, is somewhere, right? And so you were in Europe. I can only guess that was lovely, or at least had great potential for being lovely, right? Because it is lovely. And so
it was lovely.
So how to destroy that? How to take that away from you? How to turn that into a negative? That's what it's attempting to do right now. And so keeping your eyes on that, you know, all it's doing is trying to ruin that good time and take all that good energy away from you. So keeping an eye on that process just brings the energy right back to you.
Yeah, and I want to just say, even though I wasn't recording and listening over the 2 weeks, I just felt practice so strongly there. And I felt ego trying to take the trip away from me, but I was really just, I'm here, I'm in this moment, and just really feeling the practice. And almost the whole time I was there, like coming back to that and just having that.
Yes. So don't let ego take that away from you. Just now you're here.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you can get more into the practices that really support you, and let those practices be recording about what's going on, what you're seeing about what ego is trying to do, the trip, the things that you loved about it, how you felt present, how you felt practiced there, how you felt like you were with yourself. Tons of recordings.
Yeah.
Welcome home, Emily.
Thank you. Thank you. It's nice to be back.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Emily. And what was dropping in for me, Sherry, when you said that is really how we are present with our experience, by having the experience we're having and accepting the experience that we're having. So talking about that is really being present in a transition. It's so zen. It's just so marvelous.
Yes, and it's what you were talking about, or I was, or somebody was talking about with Dan, that Emily is demonstrating for us the person who needs to hear all of this and see all of this and be present to all of this is Emily.
Yes.
Because, right? Because she's the one that the system is trying to take life away from her. So it's not looking to anyone or anything else. It's her really acknowledging her experience and being there with her as she makes this transition. It's critical.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, very critical.
Yeah.
And I wish we had time for another caller, Sherry, but it looks like we're at the end of the show. And here's our assignment for today, which is Friday, so we have a couple of assignments over the weekend. The question is, the trouble with me is dot, dot, dot. Record and listen.
Oh, it's a trick question, isn't it? All right.
Oh, how it is. All right. Thank you, Sherry.
Thanks, Ashwini. Take care.
Thanks everybody.
Go
happy.